I think this is a copy of Wednesday, the 25th of September, 74. I think this is a copy of Cookie on Wednesday, the 25th of September, 74. It's his report on that bad market. I think it is a copy of Cookie on Channel 2, Wednesday, the 25th of September, 74.
Beginning the visit with Cookie this Wednesday, the 25th of September, 74, about bedtime.
She went on to work with Laura. Laura had to come over and get some things.
Well, I'll be confounded. I hadn't seen Helen in a long time. I just as soon see her as anybody else in the family.
Oh, Lordy.
Hey, you don't look like a tractor ran over you.
I feel like it.
What'd it do? Could it take you for a ride?
Oh, I'm telling you, Lord, I lost my shirt.
I tell you, the first sale I had a cattle. I'm telling you, my head was down in the dirt for months after that.
That's the truth.
You know, we had them purebred cows and calves, and we couldn't even sell one for the price of beef.
Oh.
Let me tell you. The price of horses went down. I mean, they went off, way off.
Why, Cookie?
70%.
Cookie?
Right. The bottom fell out.
Clear out.
All the way out.
Well, how do you
They was buying horses. I'm gonna tell you one example.
Yeah.
There was a pair, two mares come in there.
That's all right, see.
Weigh about 1,700 pounds apiece. 2 months ago, they would have brought $2,000.
Yeah. And they brought $300.
They brought $435. The pair.
The pair?
Yeah, that's not even hamburger. That's not dog
food. No.
Food.
You asked him, why Cookie, down that much?
I took a load of horses up there. I had $1,325 and 8 head of horses. I had to sell some to get back. I was broke. I had $3 when I got there. I had to sell. I sold a gray filly, 2 years old. I mean, a prime prospect. I sold a buckskin horse, a good horse, and a registered Tennessee walking saddle mare.
Cookie.
I sold a blood bay filly, 8 months old, that was out of this world. I sold 4 out of 8. Now listen to me. $468.75.
Cookie.
Just so you could get home.
Just for me to get home.
Cookie.
I done it.
A registered saddle horse. Walking horse.
I done it. I lost my shirt.
Well, this was your last go-round. You knew this was the last go-round.
I knew it was my last go-round. Well, it is. They cleaned me out.
But you thought you could clean them out this one more time.
I gambled. I lost.
Golly, Cookie, but nobody would have figured that.
I'm telling you, I never saw many horses in my life. They sold as hard as they could sell from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the evening. I mean, they was selling them just like that. They had over 500 head left and they were still coming in.
Well, I don't know
where they all come from. I have no idea.
People selling at those low prices?
They're giving them away. But let me tell you something. They sold corn there. The farmer's market. I got disgusted. I went over there to see what they was doing. And let me tell you something, corn is $165 a ton in the ear. On the market. Corn, $165 a ton.
In the ear?
In the ear. That's not shelled, and it's got shuck on it. Just the way they pick it out of the field, take it in there, $165 a ton.
Can't afford to.
I'm telling you, I have never saw anything like it. I have never saw money tighten up like it has in the past week.
Week?
1 week. Just 1 week. I have never seen it. I don't know what in the world happened. I'm not the only one crying the blues.
Oh, I know.
You had no way of... You had no way of knowing that.
Nobody else did. I mean, it went just that quick. And old Ronnie Edwards from Canada. Come in there. He's a killer buyer. He said, normally I buy 500 head a week. Right here. He said, I've got permission to buy 50. Buy 50. That's right.
You knew that eventually it was going to come.
That's right, but I didn't think it was going to come this quick.
Because you said.
I said it would, and it did. Believe me, it did. But it come 2 weeks sooner than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 weeks.
So there's no way you could wiggle up there.
There's no way for me to wiggle. No way. No angle for me to take. I couldn't even sell a horse retail. I had a quarter horse mare there that was broke to the heart and fat and slick, just as pretty as anything you ever looked at. I'd give $320 for her. I was offered $160.
Mm-hmm.
And you were pretty lucky to get that?
I didn't sell it.
You couldn't afford to.
I sent her to Tampa tonight. I wasn't able to go to Tampa. I just not able. I sent 5 head to Tampa tonight. I told him, I said, put them on the block and let them bring what they will. I know I'm going to lose. But I wasn't going to let them take them good horses to the killer plant and kill them.
Mm-mm.
Down here, I know where they're going to go. They're going to go out to these ranches and will be worked. But I absolutely could not see. And if that saddle mare went to a killer, I wouldn't have sold her.
And you can't afford to keep them.
I can't afford to keep them. No, I ain't got no place to keep them. No, I've got no place to keep them. I can't afford to keep them. I've got my money tied up.
Golly, Cookie.
That ain't all I'm faced with. That's not all. That's just a token of what I got to face me. Just a little token. I can bear that. I can trade out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can come out. I mean, that don't worry me too much. Because what I lost there, I made. What I'm losing there, I made. On them last two trips up there, I made good money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I cleaned up. I made money. But I got other things facing me that may wipe me completely out.
That West Virginia thing?
No, that don't bother me. Frank.
Again.
One more time. Thank God, I hope it's the last one. Believe me, I hope it's the last one.
How is he going to tie, get, how is he going to? tie you down, get you tied down.
Him and somebody has done it. I don't know who. And I can't find out who. Because I can't find Frank. I don't know where
he's at. You don't know.
I don't know where he's at.
He's not up there.
He's not in Pennsylvania. If he's in Pennsylvania, he's moved to someplace else in Pennsylvania. I saw him when I left up there, when I leave up there.
Monday.
Tuesday. So on Tuesday. I go back, get back there Sunday evening. He ain't been there since Wednesday. I don't know where he's at. They don't know where he's at. He left his room. He left it clean. He made his bed. He took all his belongings sometime in the night and vanished. Nobody knows where he's at. That's right. Because he knew that I was coming back. And he knew that when I came back, I would find out all this stuff. And he knew I was going to bring him back to face it. Which I would have. I may have had to tie him with my Laird and have tied him in that trailer like a horse, but I'd have brought him back. Believe me, I'd have brought him back. Him and his buddies has took me for $2,500.
Took you?
Right.
I don't see how they do it, Connie.
Well, one of his buddies imitated me. In some of the scrapes, in the rape scrape. I knew that was going on. I'd heard about that. But I didn't know how he got out of jail and got free. Exactly. They forged my name on a $2,000 cash bond for 30 days. You'll be cook. That looks just exactly like my handwriting. But it's not. I never signed no bond.
Well, of course you wouldn't.
No, I never signed no bond. Well, it happened. I thought it happened in Lossville County, but it didn't. It happened in Duval County, Jacksonville. They are looking for me now for $2,000 cash bond. Plus, he steals a signed check out of his mama's purse and goes and buys his insurance to get his license back, and now he's gone. He's on the free.
And he's got his license back.
He got his license back.
And he can drive?
He can drive. But I didn't know nothing about that, see. He kept that all secret to me till I got my bank statement and got the number 133 check back made out to Sid Martin Insurance Company in Hawthorne, Florida. Cashed and paid. What can I do about that?
What?
Yeah, what can I do about that? I signed that check, but he sold it. I give it to Helen. I told her, I said, now here's a signed check in case you need any money. You can go down here to the bank and get it. And I don't know how he knew she had it, but he found out, and he got it.
You can't do anything about that.
No, but I can't do nothing about that bond until I pay it and get them papers in my possession. Then I can go and have something done about it. I've got to get out of here and go. I've got to do some trading or selling or something. And here I go to Pennsylvania thinking I'm going to make some money. I lose everything I have.
Now, this is a 30-day thing.
Yeah. And they've been looking for me since the 16th. And I didn't know it. A friend of mine called me the other night. He said, "Cook, get out of state. Stay out. Unless you got $2,000. I said, "I ain't got $2,000. What do you need?" And he told me what it was all about. And he's a deputy sheriff. And he told me, he said, "Get out of state.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all better leave tonight."
I can't leave tonight. I've got some things I've got to get squared away. I can't leave tonight.
Mm-hmm. My cookie? Well, you know, they can tell it's not your handwriting if you have it examined.
That's right, but I can't. I mean, they won't. Well,
it looks like your handwriting, but they could still tell it.
That's right, but I've got. It's going to take time to do it. I have to send it to a laboratory. I have to have it all checked out. It'll take a period of 30 to 90 days to do it, because I've been checked into it. Then they can go back and run down handwriting and fingerprints all down the criminal records and see where it come from.
Mm-hmm.
And as many times as Frank and his buddies has been in trouble, I don't think I'll have any problem of finding out who signed my name on it. And whenever I do, it's God help me, because they're long gone.
Just hang on, I'll be there. Okay. Oh, goodness. All I want to buy my horses. My little mare.
Oh.
If he's got the money,
mm-hmm.
I got the horses.
$650 Mm-hmm.
That'll look right good for a change, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it ain't good enough. I need about 1,500 more.
I'm kind of ready.
I can get more horses. And I can get them way under cheaper than them little jewels. They're good, but they ain't that good. Believe me, they're good, but they're not that good. $650 for them little things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, Cookie, but you find the right place and they would look mighty good.
Let me tell you, guy, there ain't nothing that'll look any better to me right now than that money.
$650? Yeah.
Well, you just might get some, you just might.
If they keep going the way they are, but by Christmas, I'm buying for $20 a piece. Believe me, I can do it.
If you can get $20.
That's right, if you can get $20. But if there's $20 a-floating, I won't get my part of it.
Because if you can take five, we can put them somewhere and keep them till they go up.
But if I can get $650 out of them little mares, I'm going to sell them.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't keep
it
there.
No, definitely
right.
Not.
And what about little man?
If I can get enough money out of him, I'll sell him.
And you can't just leave a state and let that thing quiet down?
I can get out of state and stay long enough till I can get enough money acquired a while back and clear me. But it caused me to acquire money out of state. You know what I mean. Going in a strange country. There's no use me to go to Pennsylvania to try to make it. Not unless I can find some good horses I can sell to individuals that I've got. I could take a little man up there probably and get $850-$900 out of him. Because he's got 15-2 and he's a gray. And they sell.
And you're convinced that you got to raise that $2,000.
That doesn't convince me. Cause when that deputy sheriff called me, he don't feed me no stuff. He's helped me out lots and lots of times. He's the one that's holding my driver's license right now. Keep me from losing them. I've got confidence in him. And he would have never called me at 11 o'clock at night if there hadn't been something to it.
Well, I don't know how you'd have to pay that $2,000 until they prove that it was your signature. God, that would be terrible.
Well,
guess they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And he knows what he's doing. He's been on that force up there for a long time. And believe me, I'm gonna come up with it somehow. And when I find out who done that, I'm not going to have no mercy on them. If Frank done it, I don't care. When I find him, they're going to know about it. And I believe I could make a citizen's arrest on my own son if I knew that he had done a trick like that. I believe any law would back me in a citizen's arrest.
That might just keep him out of the state.
Let me tell you, I hope I don't. This is a hard thing to say, believe me. But I hope I don't see him in the near future. I don't want to see him in the near future. Because I'll hurt myself, I know. Or he'll hurt me once. Physically.
He put a stop telling. And furthermore, you taught him to use that stop.
I taught him to use it. That's right. That's why I had to hide my truck last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew you had a good reason.
I had to hide my truck. I've not been out of the house until all day long. I stayed inside.
Till dark.
Till dark, and then I started maneuvering. And now I've got to maneuver tonight to get the racks on my truck, get my stuff loaded up that I'm going to take to West Virginia, my chains, my binders, and everything. I'm going to bring that Oldsmobile back. I have to run it on the back of my truck and bring it.
Can you pull it without working on it?
I don't know. I don't know what condition things it is underneath it.
Yeah. Oh, I see. You haven't got under it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how things would fall apart anymore. They're falling apart every which way a fellow turns.
Good luck. Just stop and think. Just think. 2 months ago. 2 months ago. I cleaned up.
We were just saying that.
Yeah.
You know, Cookie, you're not the only one that's getting it hit, though.
I'm not right. It's hitting everybody. You take. I'm hit for on my horse trading for around $1,500.
But as you say, you made it.
I made it. Okay. I've lost it. But actually, really and truly, in my horse trading, I haven't lost no money. I have not lost no money out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I never did have none in there, and I still ain't got none in there. I paid my expenses, and it costs something nowadays to run up and down the road. And I made some good money, and I thought I had some made this trip. And if things would have been like they were 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
just 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I would have made $1,000. But instead of that, I lost my trip up there. All right, those four that I sold, initial loss on those four I lost about $200
on what you had in them,
right, plus
your travel,
my travel, which was about $100 each way.
You can't get up there for $100 each way, can you?
Yeah,
can you?
About $400. All right. I don't know what I'm going to lose tonight on them five headers into Tampa. I don't know. But I know I'm going to lose a plenty. Because Alan Parker said they're down some, but I'll do all I can for you. Send them on. I said, Alan, I'm not able to be there. No, I said, take care of things. He said, Cookie, believe me, I'll take care of things. I told him, I said, that one mare, saw a mare, flax mane and tail, I'll give $320 for her. Well, he said, if she don't bring in the neighborhood of that, he said, I'll keep her for you. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, the rest of them, let them go. But that one mare, she's out of this world. Believe me, there's nothing that I've seen to compare with her.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Stokes has bought purebred quarter horse, and he has got a good quarter horse stud. But there ain't no way he can work like that mare can. There is no way. I put her in that ring in New Holland, and I threw my rope and lassoed the post on the corner, and believe me, she stood right there.
Mm-hmm.
She backed right up, and she just stood right there and shaking it. And I broke her loose and threw it out again, and the man caught it, and she just kept right on going. And she just works. It's a pleasure to ride something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no foolishness about it. You don't need a bridle on her. Uh-uh. You don't need a bridle on that mare.
Hmm.
I rode her in a shipping halter.
Oh, you did?
I tied a shipping halter around her neck and rode her, and now you can just screw her in the ground, just like a corkscrew.
Of all things.
There is no comparison. I have never in my life seen anything. And to think that I'd have to sell something like that for that money.
Yeah.
And go to the killer market.
Yeah.
There is no way I'd do it. I just wouldn't do it. I'll bring her down here and turn her in the back pasture and forget her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was looking at this grass down here. This whole pasture down there, it's the best grass that's been down there in years. Even down there where that old broom sedge was, the bear grass just sick.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
And cattle, there's no end to cattle. I don't know what's happening.
And the bottom's out.
The bottom is out. I absolutely saw baby calves sell in New Holland, Pennsylvania for $3 a head.
Cookie.
They sold for $3 a head. They did. So help me. They sold for $3. Baby calves. And 6 months ago, they'd have bought you a $100 bill.
Uh-huh. What you ask is, who can afford to buy them at all?
Who can afford to buy them and buy the feed now and grow them out? Can't nobody.
And here we are paying this well because the feed's so high for the meat.
That's right.
Well, it seems sort of silly that we don't go down and buy a lot of...
That frost the other day cut soybeans in Iowa. I read that.
That's right. I heard it on the news. I don't know what's going to happen. I was talking to an old Amishman up there. After I got completely disgusted, I took my horses out and loaded them up. I got disgusted. I went out on the ramp and sat down. I don't do that very often.
No, you don't.
I didn't know which way to turn or what to do. I couldn't find Frank. And I'd went in there and I'd rode them horses and I would give up. Tried my best to get some money out of them, but they just wouldn't let. This old Amishman came up and I was talking to him. He said, "Sir," he said, "I don't know you," but he said, "I'm going to tell you something." He said, "Before Christmas," he said, "those people that's got these big tractors, big farms, is going to be going back to these horses and buying their horse-drawn equipment to raise their crops next year, because they ain't going to have that 50, 60 cents a gallon to buy fuel with." And he said, "You fellas in the city," he said, "you're going to be buying these little old donkey mules and tying them up in your backyard instead of a big dog to plow your garden with next year, too." He said, "You watch what I tell you." And he's not too far off.
It's going so fast.
That's
right.
Maybe we just hadn't noticed the signs or something. But goodness, look what you did. Look how much money you made.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know what's happened. I don't. I just don't know what's happened.
What that hurricane did in Honduras?
No, I didn't. Let me tell you. I have been so disgusted and so provoked, I haven't even looked at the television. I haven't even looked at the news.
Well, that's on every time the television comes on. It just drowned them down there by the thousands. You know, up here, if two or three people lose their lives, that's about all that happens. By the thousands, drowned it.
Well, Laura's gonna be moved in the trailer by this weekend.
I wondered about that.
She's got part of her stuff moved in now. And I've got to get down there. I want to get things fixed up. For, you know, her septic tank before she gets in there. If I'm able, I don't know. And because I don't want no, you know what I mean. I want to get it all under cover. I want to get the septic tank in the ground. I want to get it covered up and everything. I want to be right.
So that they won't be run out of it.
Yeah. And I want to get that fixed. I've got to get a hold of Jimmy. I want to surprise him. Because he ain't done nothing he told me he'd do.
And you know where he is.
Yeah, I'm going to walk right in on him. Tomorrow. I ain't going to drive that truck up there, but he knows that truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drive that old Dodge and drive him tonight. He don't know yet.
You didn't know you were dealing with a slicker, did you? if he does this now, that means he's been doing this.
All down the line, I mean, every place he went. But he's done hit a stump now. I may not be man enough, but I'll get a sandwich while he's getting the meal. I'll beat the socks off of him. He'll know I've been there. He ain't gonna get by with it. I'll whip him or get whipped or something. That's the only thing I can do. I ain't got no paperwork. I ain't got nothing to work on.
You had him by the tail when you had the keys to that jigger down there.
Yeah, but he had another set and under the seat.
But you didn't have to take the keys. You could have pulled the wires off.
Yeah, but he done come in there and heck far. I mean, I thought the keys was good enough. But he walked with right under the seat and got another set and was gone. So what was left for me to do?
Well, after that, you got nothing. You got no way of doing it. That was the tail end of it, Cookie. I thought we had him. Right.
Well, I still get him.
No.
I still get him. Yeah, he wasn't. I
don't.
Well,
he's too slippery.
No.
He is slippery.
Yeah. He's liable to slide on a banana.
I'm telling you, he's a sweet potato. I'm telling you, I made contact with more goons this last 6 months than I ever saw before. I don't know. No, it's not been.
Well,
a
well, Cookie, have you got to stay lonely?
Yeah. If they see me, I mean, they're going to get me. That's why I've got to travel after dark and before daylight. I've got to stay here.
Don't you go out looking for Jimmy in the daylight, then. You wait a while.
I've got to stay low.
Cookie, it's almost incredible, ain't it? It's hard to believe.
I never thought that I'd raise a child that would do like Frankie's only.
You know, we often talk about that first year or two when Frank was so marvelous with all the family. And just what in the world happened?
Well, I think he got hooked with the wrong bunch. And he got a hold of that dope. And that's exactly what it does for you.
And then that other side of the family cropped out.
Yeah. So, I just don't know. But what I hope he's done, I hope he's done this. I hope he's left that place up there. I hope he goes out in some other state. I don't want to know where he's at. I hope he's gone somewhere and will build his own little hill and stay on top. Climb that ladder himself and stay up there. Then he'll know how he got there. I believe that's only salvation for that boy. I think that's the only way he's going to realize what he's done. And I think if he does that, I think he's man enough. I think there's man enough about him on my side of the family for him to come back to me and try to get things squared away. I do. I think there's enough cook in him to make him do that. But now you see, Helen's brother, John, has done her dad practically the same way.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is he a dentist?
No.
He's
the outcast.
Yeah.
And John has done Mr. and Miss Kogel practically the same way. But what he's doing now, he's out on his own. He's building that hill and climbing the ladder himself. He knows how he's going to get there.
John's a dentist?
No, Bill's a dentist.
Bill's a dentist, yeah.
That's right.
So you think something might come of him after all?
There's a little good left in anybody. Somewhere, some way, there's a little good left in somebody. Everybody.
Oh, Lord, Cookie, I hate to take that chance. That just gives me the shivers just to think about it.
There is. There's a little bit good. There's a little bit of good in anybody. But you don't know when that little bit of good is going to come out of it. It's like right now, I've got a girl I should have under doctor's care right now. I don't know how I'm going to swing it. Harriet Ann, now she looks healthy, but she's not.
Oh, don't tell me.
I noticed her this morning. I've been noticing her all evening since she came in from school. She got up this morning, got dressed for school, walked through the dining room into the living room, and she just sat down. She says, I'm just so tired.
Yeah, she could be anemic.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You know, and she just needs a little vitamin or tonic, because Helen said she fainted not long ago.
Yeah,
and she probably just needs a tonic that wouldn't.
But we should. I want to get her to the doctor. I want to find out.
Sure. Lots of girls that age. Gosh, I took tonic all the time. Grow, Stacy,
all the time you grow.
Gosh.
Lord, they poured that stuff down me. And vitamin tablets.
How's your little filly doing?
She just. She's the cutest thing.
Well, now you are getting on a happy note now. I'm telling you, she's.
There's got to be some happiness down the line.
Well, she's just as independent as you can.
Well, how's her mare?
She loves to eat. That pinto mare loves to eat.
Well, is she riding okay? I mean,
I haven't ridden her, but just a little bit. The girls have ridden her some.
Well, what do they think of her?
She needs a lot of work.
Well,
yeah, she's a little rough, and she I think when we take the filly off of her, she'll probably have a little more spunk. She doesn't like to go into a canter. That slows her down a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Now,
anytime they want to ride little man, he's down there. He ain't nobody riding him. He's just getting fat and sassy.
Yes, he is
fat. Fat and sassy.
Yes, sir. He's snoring.
He come in there. I pulled in there last night and he saw my trailer come in. Lord, he cut out across that field.
That main phone?
Yeah.
I left and his tail so long. I love to see, you know, a horse ought to have a flowing mane.
Yeah.
That's so much prettier that. Well, guy, you cook it, you can look around and see what you can sell. You can sell that green trailer.
No, I don't want to sell that green trailer.
I don't want to sell it.
Of course, then you'd have to build another one.
I don't want to sell that. You mean that blue trailer? That gooseneck?
No, I'm talking about the trailer that's down there.
Oh.
The extra trailer that's down there. No, I'm not talking about your gooseneck.
No, I ain't going to sell him down there. No way. No way. Even though I do make a deal with Dad and go back to West Virginia temporarily, I ain't going to sell him down there. No.
And you think you're going to West Virginia?
I may. I'm not going permanent.
In a day or two, like you said.
Yeah, I may leave tomorrow night if I can get God packed up.
Let me tell you, he's packed.
If I can get God packed up.
Let me tell you, because I've had more trouble getting mobile. You see, I've been sitting here on my fanny all this time.
Oh.
And when you got to get all your implements and the old typewriters and things like that and card table or something, I tell you, there's a whole lot to think about. Now, I was thinking part of the time, I didn't know what your plans were. I was thinking partly about going by air. And that would be something to pack stuff and go by air. Oh man!
Well,
and you change planes in Atlanta, and part of your stuff would go to Cincinnati. And
yeah, part of it would go to Roanoke, and the rest of it would go to Charleston. And
they'll guarantee it that you get it back, and generally you do get it back.
But they don't guarantee you when, do they?
They don't tell you.
And they don't say what condition.
Yeah. Well, how long have you got to take? How long are you going to take?
The only thing, what I'm concerned about, and the shape my head in, I can't get stuff down fast enough. I can go up there and see it start typing, and I don't know, the things I do don't keep my head clear. Sometimes once or twice since I've lived out here, it seems like it's been clear, but not recently. And I can't, I used to be able to go with Miss Meredith and talk to her a couple hours and come home and sit down. I could do that. I didn't do it word for word, but I didn't need to do it word for word. I got the substance of it.
Yeah.
But now here's the thing, Cookie. Now, I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it was worth something. But some of that information that your daddy has, I've never heard it before. And I don't want to get it all mixed up. I want to get it straight.
Yeah.
And that means some of it now, every now and then, I've just got to get it on tape.
Yeah.
I don't like to go around taping. I've quit taping. I quit taping. I just quit. I got tired of it.
Of course, you can give him a copy, you see.
Yeah.
But
he says he's the most important thing he's ever seen.
Yes.
He's the best. One of the best.
Yeah, he's, I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, guy, before you go up right now. I'm going to tell you what you're going to have to do. To get a lot of this information you want, you're going to have to get out with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you the reason why. My poor mama, in the condition she's in, it kind of upsets her.
Yeah.
You've got to get out and get out.
Yeah.
That's one reason I'd like to get back up before it gets too bad weather.
That's right. That's what I was trying to do, get back while you still had a little warm air.
Right. And get out. And in the meantime, I'll put a bug in Dad's ear.
Yeah.
I said, now look, take guy on out down the road or back on up the pond. I said, he wants to see them things. I'll tell him, see. Mm-hmm. And that way you can get it firsthand. There'll be nobody but you and him. And it is a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
There won't be no riffraff around there.
Well, I was hoping that there would be some place that you guys could go and eat so that your mother won't.
No, now Mama enjoys that.
Oh,
Mama, she enjoys that.
Well,
now Guy knows that. Now,
I don't think we're hard on her much on that cooking, you see, because we don't stand on ceremony, and anything she cooks, we eat.
It's good. I don't give a dang what it is.
No.
And she don't have to get up in the morning until she gets good and ready.
That's right. All right. Now, that's not it. That's not what bothers her. But you and Daddy can get on away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Get on out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll stick around there. Me and Mama gets along just like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all can work it out.
Well, now, let me tell you what I rigged up, Cousin. I'll bring it in.
He just thinks that you're dead.
I see. Put my typewriter there.
Yeah.
Put my writing material there. Put my little tape recorder down there.
Yeah.
Now, if we're sitting in the dining room at breakfast, I can push this over on one side of the place there.
Yeah.
And it got the same thing as this.
Yeah.
And set that on the table.
Yeah.
Just leave it there.
And it won't be obvious.
It won't be obvious. And then just keep it, and then put it on here, you see, when we're not using it.
Yeah.
Now, when we go out on the front porch, I can pull it over there next to the door. And I got the
he's not doing it in secret, you see. We all
know
it, but you don't want it to be obvious and make them nervous, and he won't do it because some of the time.
See, just like that.
Yeah.
This is 20 foot long. And this will reach, you see, into the paper sorter and to the electric outlet.
Yeah.
No matter where it is, it'll reach it. Now, my talking, we can talk anywhere in the place. But you don't need to tape much. But if there's some of it, see, we need to tape. I can get it. But I'll have to get it on the porch or in the kitchen or at the dining room.
Yeah.
That's about my limit.
Just about an hour.
Now you got those little cassette things, but I don't like them. I'd rather have something that's a little more reliable. And I don't want to be fooling with it. I just want to. You see this? I can forget about it. And I'll put something over there where it takes the whole thing out of view. See, it's see that?
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
And they can have a copy for their grandchildren, for themselves, or anything. Just as tall as the countryside.
Well, now, that's what I told him. I said, now, Daddy, Guy needs some more information. I talked to him this afternoon. I said, now, Guy needs some more information. I said, we'll be up there, stay 2, 3, 4 days. I don't know how long we'll stay. But I said, we'll be there sometime this weekend. Well, I've got some business to take care of anyway on that accident. I've got some business to take care of. All right. That won't interfere with me, no way, shape, form, or fashion. I'll just get in my truck and go take care of my business. You know what I mean. And that'll be it. His typo will sit right on top of that, won't it?
And you can sort of help Guy get started.
Yeah.
You'll know. Uh-huh. Yeah, his typo will be right on top of that. And you see, unless it was interesting, unless he, the daddy's just got, he's so rich in himself, that it's, he thinks it's just worth it, and it's worth it for the family. Okay. So,
See, it just flips it there.
Yeah.
And he's going to put a thing in front of it.
Now, I won't haul it that way.
Yeah.
I'll haul it in these. This thing, it just fits, but this is not quite as heavy. I think I'll put it in these old chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken diggers.
He's got some. Be careful.
And lay it on a piece of foam rubber.
Well, now we can put it right on my truck there with what stuff I'm going to take. And cover it up with plastic. I've got plenty of plastic and polyethylene. Keep them all dry.
I got that new
pot.
Uh-huh. And pot down good.
Because you're not going to take the goose neck.
No. Uh-uh. No,
you're going to take something you can take it in.
I'm going to take it from the
truck. I see.
I have about a half a dozen of these. Everything I got, I'll put in these.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, typewriter, you see, was set in one of them.
Yeah. Hey, you want to be sure and put that typewriter on foam rubber and stuff to absorb the shock, because you know how rough my truck is.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you think it wouldn't bear the shock, we can set it in the front seat between us. Typewriter.
No, I think, you know, just a little.
He's got some foam rubber.
Just a little, a little something.
Well, anyway, I mean, that's my main idea for going, is to get my car.
Sure.
And find out what I've got to do.
And so we knew that you were going to make a trip, had to make a trip.
I know Guy wants this information. He needs this information. It'll be a benefit to him, you fellas. Me and all.
And the cook.
You know what? I'm going to be gone from here a good part of the time from now on. I'm going to circulate. And I'm going to I'm going to look into the market for these things. Hadn't anybody got information like this? They got all sorts of information, oral history, and I've looked at a lot of it, and a lot of it just turns your stomach. But hell, Cookie, you know what we could do? These things that your daddy talks about, we could bring them down here and just sit back and listen to them and let them go in the movies.
Yeah. Well, I got to go. And it's just like this. If it wasn't for your equipment and your stuff that you wanted to take, being strung all over the country, it's like you say, I'd take a bus or something like that and drive the car back. But I've got my tools. I've got to take my tools. I've got to take a few parts. You got to take your stuff. So, it'd be just as cheap to drive the truck up, and then no more stuff than you got. If I bring the Oldsmobile back on the back of the truck, we can put it in the seats or in the trunk. It don't make no difference. We can get it back, all right.
Yeah, if you didn't have to bring the old back, you could go up in a car.
Sure, yeah. And, but, it's just one of them things, and, I told Dad, I said, we'll be up there this weekend if nothing happens.
Would it be better to go the first of the week?
I've got to get out of there. I've got to get away from before the weekend.
Oh.
If we leave we get up there on the weekend, all we do is just visit.
Well,
can't work.
See,
you might work.
Well, now you see, I've got to be up there to see my brother-in-law and see that insurance company, the agent, on a weekend where my brother-in-law won't have to miss work, Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have got to see that. Then I've got to get out of state for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On account of this other episode. Till I can get up there, I've got to make some money.
Well, you just might be ready tomorrow night.
It's possible. I might be. So you be sitting on ready, Bud.
Well,
I'm ready now.
I've got... You spent the spade, but I got it.
Well. I've got to get over. I'd really planned on staying down here tonight, over the trailer.
But maybe you would.
I got that deal on them horses, sitting up there waiting on me right now.
Oh.
So.
She started to pick it off.
I'd knock a big hole in it, 2,000. So.
So it's cash.
Better believe it's cash. They ain't going. And, I got some other things he might be interested in if I can pull him for about 1,000. Got a set of harness. He wants about enough. I'll sell him a buggy.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you see, all my stuff, Cookie, all I have is just the typewriter and this sitting on here, and my other stuff in here.
Yeah.
That's all it'll be.
Be compact.
And the other stuff is just like you're going somewhere, just a handbag.
Yeah. Okay.
So it looks like a whole lot in here, and it'll be spread out in different boxes, you see, on the truck.
Yeah.
But after it gets there, it won't.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go on up and close that deal out, if I can, on them horses tonight. And it's very much possible that I will be back down here tonight. I don't know over here. And I've got a few little tricks I've got to pull tomorrow. And it's a possibility that I will be probably ready to pull out here tomorrow evening. And I tell you, it looks like it's awful to leave here at night. But Guy knows it. I proved it to him. I can sit right there and drive that thing of a night, and it don't bother me near as much as it does in the daytime. I can get along better at night. And I'll just have my truck. Won't have my trailer.
Well, well, now, would you promise?
We just slip along.
Slip along, okay. And if you get tired, you'll just stop. And if you need to sleep 5 hours, just take a motel and sleep.
That's right.
I mean, really, 5 or 6 hours, get up and get you a good breakfast. You can't push it. Well, you'll be out of the state. You'll be out of the state.
I'll be out of danger in 2 hours from the time
okay.
I leave here.
So you don't have you don't have to drive all night.
But I ain't going through no inspection station. I'm gonna tell you that.
You know how not to.
I know how not to. I ain't gonna be hauling nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they do stop me, I'm legal. I'm just.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no way. I brought horses in. I took horses out. And they ain't even stopped me, of course. One of them inspectors, agricultural inspectors, ain't got no strings on nothing else anyway, only agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And all they'll do is ask me what I got, and I'll say nothing, and they'll say, well, go ahead. There it is. All in a nutshell. And I've got a few little tricks to do to my truck tomorrow. Pick up my sideboards and.
Oh, you're going away to take your sideboards?
Yeah.
Well, that'll help secure it.
I'm going to put my sideboards on.
Of course, it was just set up there.
And. Of course, I may, Daddy may have some hauling for me to do while I'm up there. I can't ever tell. And I don't know how long I anticipate staying.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie. This thing gonna bother me now.
Well, I mean, we can stay two days or 2 weeks. It don't make no difference.
When I was up there, this thing, every time I sit down, it gets stiff.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I thought I was taking care of it, but I wasn't. And furthermore, I didn't have anything to work with, and I went.
Well, he's
that little black book didn't work out very good, did it?
He's going to be real pleased, and you're not going to. You can tip him off when your mother seems a bit nervous.
You don't have to tip me off. I mean, you tip me off. I most of my life, you see, I've lived away from home. I spent over 2 years in China.
Yeah.
I just hate to think about it, you see.
Well.
So when I go away from home, I don't start asking my eggs fried when other people have it scrambled, you see.
Yeah.
I just go along with the crowd.
You just eat scrambled eggs.
I just eat scrambled eggs.
Well, now, Mama, just like Daddy said, now, we'll just eat what we've been eating. I said, that's good enough. I said, I've lived on it, born and raised on it. And I said, that's still good enough for me. And I tell you what, it's a treat to go up there and just eat what Mama and Daddy eats.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. In God.
Yes,
well, God said, you know, I said I'd send something and in the way
I'm gonna get in on that buttermilk this time. I missed that before. Bro, Burl would, your daddy would eat his supper, dinner, and then he'd save that buttermilk.
He'd slip in and get that buttermilk and cornbread later, wouldn't he, guy?
On top.
Yeah,
on top.
That was his dessert.
Yeah.
Well, now, they wouldn't nothing enjoy him anymore, and if you just fall right in with daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not joking you.
Yeah.
Just say, well, look, how about bringing me a glass of that, too? You know?
That's right.
I'll hit the spots like that.
Yeah.
Well, this time, this, I know you all are going, so there's several things that I can send along.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
And the last time, the telephone was out, Cookie. They were putting in a new line up there.
Yeah.
Why, you couldn't get in here at all.
Well, now, since you mentioned telephone, that's what I want to find out. You're on another party. I mean, you and another party's on your line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can get in now.
Well, Laura, when she gets over here,
mm-hmm.
If she goes ahead and works in Gainesville, she's going to have a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's going to have a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she got one in Gainesville. Of course, now, I'm backing that. Well, what I told her to do, I said, just tell them to transfer it from up there down here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And bring her on a telephone, and all it'll cost her, I think, is either $13 or $15 connection fee down here. Otherwise, if she closed it out up there, then come down here, it'd cost her around $45, $50.
Oh, gee.
In her name, see, but that up there is my name.
In her apartment.
Oh,
in
really?
Her apartment, yeah. See, Ronnie didn't want her to have a telephone.
Yeah.
She wanted a telephone. I said, well, now look, there ain't no book, ain't nothing said I can't put one in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can put a telephone anywhere I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can put one outside in the shop, or I can put one in the bathroom if I want to. I picked up a telephone, and I called the telephone office and told them to install a telephone such and such place, such and such apartment, and bill it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
Let me tell you, I just figured rough, it cost you $100 worth of gas to go up there.
Up where Dad?
Uh-huh. With your truck, how much your truck get?
I guess around 12.
Yeah.
12 miles a gallon.
Yeah. I'm not far from $100.
You're talking about round trip.
And about 800 miles from here up there.
There you go. They don't have any more special rates on the airplanes anymore. That family rate, and that week, that first of the week rate.
Gosh, I used to go to Knoxville round trip for $50,
yes.
$6.
Yeah.
Round trip, fly.
That's right.
I used to fly.
What do they charge you now?
$101.
Round trip.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they want to charge me to go fly to Pennsylvania? One trip, one way.
Well, it's high.
From Jacksonville. $122.
Mm-hmm. One way, that's right.
One way.
That's right.
To Philadelphia.
And you know how much a round trip is? Twice that.
Yeah.
Did you check on the air rates to Charleston, West Virginia?
Yeah.
What did you charge?
$69.
Round trip?
No.
One way.
And then you're not in Clay County.
Oh, no, you 50 miles from Dad there.
And then you got all that.
Of course, when you fly.
Street store up.
When you fly, you don't have to stop and eat.
No, you're there.
I stay in a motel.
Yeah, but it don't cost all that much to eat and stay in a motel.
Well, anyway, Guy thinks it's worth it, and you have to go anyway. So.
Well, I ain't bragging, but I'm going to tell you something.
I think you should bring a little cookie after all of that.
Guy couldn't get the information he wanted by himself.
I know it.
What's that?
You couldn't get all the information that you want by yourself.
No.
Because Daddy can't leave Mama.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
One man can't do much.
I've got to be there to take the babysit with Mama while Guy and Dad is out.
Okay.
That's right.
And if you want to take notes in front of Dad, I mean right out there, don't be bashful. Just pull your pad out and take notes. It don't bother him a bit
no
way.
No, you know, that's nice not to be rattled and not be suspicious and things like that.
Yeah, and but now, kind of shake Mama up a little bit once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, worry her.
And, but I didn't used to until after she had all these operations on her head and all that ear trouble and everything. I didn't bother her. But now she's kind of, I don't know, it kind of bothers her.
Things sort of get in her mind and it's hard to throw them out.
Yeah, she can't throw off nothing anymore.
It's hard to throw them off. And now he's not going to get moved by cold weather.
Well, I don't know. That's another thing I want to find out.
Well, while we're talking about this, it occurs to me, Cookie, there's people all around who take these recorders and talk to interested people, and they call it oral history.
Uh-huh.
It's done all the time, you know.
Yeah.
All around, and people, well, usually they're the senators and the, you know, I mean, around on the campus, around out in here, and it's a real compliment.
Yeah, it is.
It means you got something to say.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing of it.
Yeah, a lot of it done, but it ain't interesting like this sort of thing we do.
And then, of course, this guy says whatever he takes down is Mr. Cook can have.
Well, what did you get? Did you get anything bound up in North Carolina?
Cookie, I made some contacts there. And if I stay with it, I think I can almost make headquarters up there.
Yeah.
I talked to one of the fellas just before you came. I talked to that fella.
Oh,
he's nice. He's busy. They don't answer letters. And I sicked him on Jack. And I learned to write smart. Picked it up. And you know what? When you leave home, you see things a little different a lot of times, and you see people that are doing things a little different. And that's what happened up there. Now, I was over there. I got there Tuesday night. I was there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 working days.
Uh-huh.
I was there Saturday, you see, but I stayed at home and worked with Jack. I had 3 working days, and I made several contacts. But I'm going to have to be up there a little bit to,
Gosh, he's not there. I've got to go up there. I'll probably be driving.
Yeah, don't lose
people
that.
People up the wall. So, I'll get on up there.
Well, you'll let us.
Out and,
You'll sort of let us know.
Could you on the on that iron bed, would it help to put boards up there?
What I've got, Guy, I've got some plywood.
Yes.
I've got a couple sheets of plywood I put up there.
That'll do it.
And inside my bed, see, I could get my bodies on there.
Yes.
I put that on there. And
That'll absorb the right smart.
Yeah. Then when we put this stuff on there, well, we'll tie it down.
Yeah.
We'll anchor it down.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it from bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll go with the shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I may put a little extra weight on the back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of absorb the shock.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm going to have my chains and my binders and everything like that, my big toolbox. And, Well, part of my
well, it happened to you too down in his town.
They wouldn't let me have them. They're gone. See, I didn't have no slips to show that I owned them or nothing. And before I could get all that ironed out, they were gone. So that's just one of them things. That's another thing he took me out of. Of course, I've got a few left. And I'm going to take them with me and a few other odds and ends I might be able to sell.
Well.
But anyway, I've got to roll. I'll check in with y'all in the morning.
Okay, good.
John went right around 1700 and the end of the visit with Cookie this Wednesday about bedtime, the 25th of September 74. John went right around 1700 and the end of the visit with Cookie this Wednesday after supper about bedtime, the 25th of September 74.